go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host. And today we're diving into another great episode. This one's going to be a little different this week in that it's going to be probably the shortest episode I've ever done. May also be one of the deepest episodes I've ever done. And it has the potential to have the biggest impact on your business, on your family, and on your future. This week's episode I titled, If I Only Knew This When I Started, because it's been an interesting road for me. It's been an interesting thing as I've grown, as I've aged, as I've learned things about myself, as I've learned things about my business, my family, my motivations. You know, in the beginning, we all start out in business for one of typically a few reasons. Could be we see it as an opportunity to make a ton of money, which is certainly possible. A lot of us look at it to gain freedom, which is definitely a big one for me, being able to kind of do things on my terms and my timeline, to be able to go get away when I want, to be able to not work from vacation, to be able to spend more time with the ones that I love, and to make each day here count. Another powerful, powerful one that I think all of us are wired a little bit this way is we want to create some change in the world. We see how things are done in particular industries or sectors, and we want to change how they are done. We want to change and make an impact on those industries. We want to do things better, do things different, do things greater, and be able to have our impact felt further. Or it may be as simple as, hey, you wanted to do something that you love. Maybe there wasn't an opportunity for you to get a job in doing a particular thing, or maybe that particular thing didn't exist as a commercial enterprise as much as you would have hoped. But at some point, we get past those, and maybe we make a ton of money. Maybe we get a bunch of freedom. Maybe we're starting to make some changes in the world and create some impact in our industries, and we're doing stuff we love. Well, then what? What happens when business starts running fairly smoothly and when there are no problems to solve? Well, if you're like me or like many other entrepreneurs, the first thing you start to do is you start to create some problems for yourself. You start to create problems in your business or in your life that require your attention and that need your skills. So it makes you feel needed. It makes you feel occupied. And it really has something for you to turn your attention to. Now, as you can imagine, that can be terribly destructive. Well, at some point, you're going to get through that phase. And then you're going to start asking deeper questions. And you're going to start looking inside yourself and wondering things like, why am I here? Why am I on this earth? Why do I exist? Why am I doing this? Why do I have this business? Why do I want to spend my days this way? Is this really who I am? Is this really how I want to spend my days? Is this really all there is? Then some words start popping into your mind, such as legacy, such as what will be said of me when I'm gone? What will be left when I'm gone? What kind of impact am I making on my wife, on my husband, on my children, on my grandchildren, on my great-grandchildren? What kind of things can I be doing differently? Well, for me, I really started to dig in and figure out what my passion was, what my purpose was. And I will tell you, while as much as I love the firearms industry, and I absolutely love everything that goes with it, I love freedom, I love this country, I love the Second Amendment, I love all those things. I will say that since my wife Katrina has jumped into starting a business for herself and we start to go through that process, I have become so excited about going on that journey with her. Now, I won't go too deep into what she's doing, but I will tell you it is in the mental health arena where we have a huge problem in this country. We have a huge problem in this country of it not being looked at as a health issue, as it is. You can walk up to anyone and say, hey, you know what? I've got high blood pressure. I've got an issue with my heart. I've got a broken leg, whatever that is. But you can't walk up to people and say, hey, you know what? I've got anxiety. I've got depression. I've got PTSD. It's just things people just don't talk about, especially in the church. I can get off on a whole tangent about that one, but I will not right now. That will be coming. So I will let that out at some point. But what I'm trying to get at here is the fact that making impact, figuring out why you're here, and figuring out what you're passionate to do. For me, I'm passionate to help people grow businesses. That's the things I love to do. I love to help people create freedom for themselves and their families, and to help show them that if you believe it, you can achieve it. If there is something that you can do in a business that's possible, that's being done, you can do it too. You can create the freedom and create the life and make things exactly like you want to be for yourself. Now, my perfect life isn't the same as yours, and that's okay. But whatever yours is, it can be achieved. Now, given, you may not be able to make your perfect world happen tomorrow. You may say, you know what, my perfect world is not work. I want to retire. I want to sit on a beach. I want to drink umbrella drinks, and that's it. Well, it's certainly possible to create passive streams of income that can fuel that sort of a lifestyle. However, you have to put in the work to get there. You have to do something to make revenue, to make money, to build a business so that you can fund the passive income opportunities so that you cannot have to work any longer, or exit your business, and that's your methodology to create your nest egg that you can do those other things with. However, if you're willing to do the work and you're willing to put in the effort, you can absolutely achieve anything you want to. The things I really want to allude to that I wish I knew when I started was the power of passion and the power of purpose. When you're thinking about going into a business or opening something new or maybe growing your current business, I would urge you to give them a litmus test of, hey, is what I'm doing really my passion? Have a conversation with God and say, hey, what's my purpose? Why am I here? And see what he has to say. And when you make that passion match that purpose, talk about pouring jet fuel on something. You will immediately be propelled forward to where you need to go. You put those two things together and you start eating, sleeping, just living this purpose, this passion. And then the next thing you know, you are creating your legacy. You are making such an impact on all those around you. You're making such an impact on your family, on your wife, on your husband, on your kids, and your grandkids, that you don't even realize you're doing it because you're fully aligned. Every part of you is aligned on everything you do. It's just like light comes down from the heavens and says, boy, I wish I had realized that when I put these things together, I just pour jet fuel on my journey. I just make things go so much more smoothly and I have so much more fulfillment. Yeah, it's great to make a ton of money. It's great to get some freedom, but those things are finite. Those things will end. We only have so much time. What things can you do to create something that will outlive you? Now, as business owners, we have the unique ability to have a perfect opportunity to create something that will live on long after we're simply dust. From dust we came, to dust we shall return. But in the meantime, while we're here, we have the ability to create things that will outlive us. How cool is that? So that is all I have for today. That's it. The big thing I wish I knew when I started. I can get into all kinds of other things. I wish I knew this business process. I wish I knew that. I wish I knew that. But the things that matter, here's it right here. I'm going to say it again to sum it up again. Find your passion, find your purpose, unite those together to leave a legacy. In the end, nothing else matters. Things don't matter. Legacy matters. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it was beneficial for you. It was absolutely completely different than what I normally talk about the things, but I just really felt the need to share this and to put this out there for those that need it, those that need to hear it. Some of you won't get it right now. It won't click, but I guarantee you at some point in your journey, it will. At some point in your journey, you will start to question what you're doing and why you're doing it. and you will begin to put those things together and to build a business around that. And when you do, you're just going to take off like a rocket. Thanks for joining me again. This is Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur. Please check out my book, Adapt and Overcome. I talk a little bit about some of these things in there. And also, please be sure, check out my socials. If there's anything at all I can do for you, hit me up in the DMs, shoot me an email. All my contact info is out there. Until next week, stay safe out there.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.